January 15. The Freeness of Grace. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And raised us up with Him, and seated us with Him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ephesians 2, 4-6. The decisive act of God in conversion is that He made us alive together with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. In other words, we were dead to God. We were unresponsive. We had no true spiritual taste or interest. We had no spiritual eyes for the beauties of Christ. We were simply dead to all that ultimately matters. Then God acted unconditionally. Before we could do anything to be fit vessels of His presence, He made us alive. He sovereignly awakened us from the sleep of spiritual death to see the glory of Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4. The spiritual senses that were dead miraculously came to life. Verse 4 says that this was an act of mercy. That is, God saw us in our deadness and pitied us. God saw the terrible wages of sin leading to eternal death and misery. God, being rich in mercy, made us alive. And the riches of His mercy overflowed to us in our need. But what is so remarkable about this text is that Paul breaks the flow of his own sentence in order to insert, "By grace you have been saved." God made us alive together with Christ, by grace you have been saved, and raised us up with Him. Paul is going to say this again in verse 8, so why does he break the flow of his own sentence in order to add it here? What's more, the focus is on God's mercy responding to our miserable plight of deadness. So why does Paul go out of his way to say that it is also by grace that we are saved? I think the answer is that Paul recognizes that here is a perfect opportunity to emphasize the freeness of grace. As he describes our dead condition before conversion, he realizes that dead people can't meet conditions. If they are to live, there must be a totally unconditional and utterly free act of God to save them. This freedom is the very heart of grace. What act could be more one-sidedly free and non-negotiated than one person raising another from the dead? This is the meaning of grace.